Okay, so I saw we're talking about the Gemara that the last question Saba de Be'etuna asked Chachamim, asked Rabbi Shimon ben Chanan, the very last question, which was, does Hashem make a kli that to use it essentially, its damage is more than it's worth? And he answered, well, let me show you. And he asked them for a reed, a mat of reeds. He put the mat of reeds and he couldn't get it through the door. So he said, give me a hammer. So he had to knock down the door to use the mat of reeds. So he said, well, here you have it. What's more, to use the mat of reeds did more damage than what it's worth. To use the mat of reeds, he needed to break open the door. So the breaking open the door cost more than the worth of the mat of the reeds. Mat of reeds, yeah. So that was the Nekuda, that was the Shaka Tari. So it says the Goyin, that the Kasha that they asked was, L'shitoscha, that everything is a Shkacha Pratis, and Hashem, God, kicked you off the land because you guys are not worth much. Hashem doesn't like you anymore. He kicked you off the land. Well, L'shitoscha, guess who's on the land? Me. We are. Would Hashem kick you off if you're more valuable than me? Right? So obviously, we're more valuable than you. And we said it from Rav Aaron Feldman's interpretation of the Gra, that the Pshat was that no, that the mat of reeds represents Edoim, they're covering the door because when you do Averis, you fall out the bottom of the hay, you fall out the bottom of the world, but you come back in from the top because you're forcing us to do tshuva. The idea of Galus, every step of the way, you look at it like, you're in Galus, you're in Galus. No, we don't look at it like that. We look at it like this is every step is getting us closer to being better than we were when we left. So it's all a perfection. It's not a punitive process of Schar V'Einish. Not just Hashem doesn't like you, Hashem does like you. That's not the point. The point is, Hashem needed to put us in the Galus, Gufa, to make us better. Along these lines, Rav Moshe Shapiro says another pshat, and in the Gemara, it's along the same lines, but it's more al pi derech the Maral in the sugyas. He says a different pshat. He says that the kasha of the Saba de Be'etuna is that according to you, that the ikur is the neshama, the ikur is finding spirituality in this world, the ikur is everything that we don't see. Right? Everything that we don't see. But that means everything we do see is not worth anything. So why does Hashem create it? Does Hashem create Gashmias? For what purpose? Its problems are greater than its solutions. So that's exactly what they're saying. When Hashem create a Kli that's problems are greater than its worth, Hashem created a neshama. Okay, that's good. Why do you create a guf for? So he brings in the Leshem, Shavoi Vachlon. The Leshem asks, as a matter of fact, why did he create the whole world for? The world just creates problems. So you're going to tell me, well, it's for Bechira on this. At the end of the day, Lemaisa, Hashem created a situation that the value of his creation causes more problems than it's good. And that was their question. Why would Hashem create the guf in that way? Why would Hashem create a guf that's just going to make problems for us? Now, Demis is that this is really the, according to Bishamai Beisel, they had a question, right? Is Mutav La'adam, it was it better for that person was created or not created? So he says, Nimnu v'gomru, that Mutav La'adam Shaloi Nivra. It would have been better had we never been created. So again, what's that Shakatari? Obviously, it wasn't better had we not been created. V'haraya, we were created. So, but they're kind of asking the same question. Right. So the answer to that actually is the fact, what was the question? Just to bring the question was that I'll tell you why I was created. I was created because we were created because Hashem wanted to give us opportunity to do mitzvahs. And we could create a tikkun in the world. We could do so much toiv in the world if we do mitzvahs. So that's why we were created. What's the question? Why were we created? No. But you have a tremendous risk of ruining things with your guf. So what's better, to run the risk that you can do asei toiv with mitzvahs, Or that you could do so much pagam to the world with averis. So it would be really better. Yeah, mitzvahs are great, but at the end of the day, mutav lo shelo nivra, because we bring down the world so much. Not that it would have been better had we. Maral says, which one would create the world into a better state? The potential of people bringing, elevating the world with mitzvahs, or the potential of people to ruin the world with their averis? And that's what he says, mutav shelo nivra. Means the world be'etzem would be better off if we would save the world from the tumah of the averus and from the schar of the mitzvahs. But now that we're here, we better, make sure everything goes well. Fine. Now, what's it called? Okay, so he's saying that was basically the kasha of the Sabbath be'etzem. So that's a pretty strong question, if that's the question. Question is, why would Hashem create the goof if the goof poses a greater challenge to the world than what the potential gain of having a goof is? So. What?
So what they're asking is really not that it's higher madrega according to the Maral.
No, it's not the same kashas over there, right? It's just b'chol, Hashem created a guf, a scenario that's not good. So again, we believe that it's not all about the end, your points at the end of the day. It's about the effort. It's about the struggle itself has value. They don't believe in that. There's no value to the struggle. There's no value to the effort. There's no value if you didn't win the war, then I don't care that you won the battle. And we say, no, every battle is valuable, every effort you put in. So they're saying this stuff is not good. This, obviously, your sheet is wrong, and let's just do the Olympics, and let's do the gymnasium, and let's, promote the goof. And that's what it's all about. So he says, no, really, we're right. Really, we're not right. And he says, basically, the idea is the same, this part of the idea. He says, was the reed worth the damage that it caused to the wall? If you're going to look at it like that, no. But here he says the same thing as we said yesterday. But because of the reed, you were able to create a new window. Because you blocked the doorway, that forced you to now create a new window. So, in other words, the challenge itself that the goof poses us forces us to rise above it. If we wouldn't have a challenge of the goof and we would just live like a malach, so then we would have the mahalach of the malach. The malach is told what to do and he does it. That's it. The malach doesn't have a struggle. The malach doesn't have a challenge. Malach doesn't have to decide, oh, this didn't work, I'll go that way. I couldn't do it that way, I'll do it this way. I can't do a lot, I'll do a little. I'll grab what I can. The Malach is told what to do, and he does it. So, in your philosophy of the world, Hashem should have just made us all Malachim. Why? Because the Guf poses too much of a challenge. The challenge of the Guf is to raise up the Neshama, is for the Neshama to find its path, to find its way. And even when things are blocked, we have to find our way into tshuva. And that's ultimately, the nekuda. The whole, we've said many times before, the whole idea of bechira is that a person is not doing what you want, doing what you don't. The idea of bechira is you have the ability to choose what is going to guide your decisions in life. Is what's going to guide your decisions the guf, or is what's going to guide your decisions the neshama? It's up to you to decide. That's the shiloh of Bechira. Which one will you lift up over the other? Is you're going to allow the guf to make your decisions and pull you down? Or are you going to allow the neshama to make your decisions and raise you up? That's what Bechira is all about. So what he's saying is that we're Bali Bechira. Is the guf by itself, was that a good idea? Does that create damage? It creates damage, but that damage that it creates ultimately allows us to find a new path. That damage it creates ultimately allows us to find a better you, a more complete you. And that's the point of the world. The point of us being in the world is to perfect ourselves and to stand up for those challenges. And therefore, that was really the message that he was sending them. So it's really, again, this is a Klali Yizdika, a Klali Yizdika Hashkafa that I think, again, is coming out over here. That they're saying it's all about the results. It's all about what we see. It's all about you guys are poor. You guys are nothing. We're on top of the world. So that challenge that we're on the top of the world, the Goyim saying you're on the bottom of the world, that's on a national level. But on an individual level, they have the same taina. Are you being successful or you're not? Ultimately, give me a score sheet. And we don't view it like that. We view that the challenge itself has the struggle and overcoming it and being in the struggle itself has value. Like Volba used to say, it's really, BKJ of Leshe Bishalva. If there was no challenges, then what do you need to be alive for? The purpose of life is to be challenged and to overcome it. And they didn't see it that way. They say the purpose of life is to be perfect. So you're not, if your life is not about the goof, you're not perfect. And we say, no, life is not about being perfect. Life is about trying to become perfect, not being perfect. Once you're perfect, don't live anymore. If you're already perfect, you're over, you're dead. There's no reason for you to be here anymore. So their goal is exactly what we try to, it's like the direct opposite. So, according to the Groz Mahalach was, they posed the challenge on a national level. And this Mahalach was the same thing, but it was on an individual level. Each Yachid was being faced with this question. Why are you here? Why are you? You're in a good form. You're paying attention to this neshama. Stop giving so much credibility to the neshama. Move on. God created a goof, and obviously that's the ikar. And on that we say no. You have to be in the challenge. It's a great mahalach, very chashim mahalach. So as of now, I don't think there's a shir tomorrow or Thursday. Not because of the storm. They're not canceling because of the storm. But I'm giving a share in somewhere else. I'm giving a share in Surfside, somewhere else tomorrow night. And then I'm giving a share, and I think I have something on Thursday too. But I'll put on the chat if there's, anything else. And really, we finished the Sabbath Beatuna now at this point.
We finished the Sabbath Beatuna. Yes.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we basically wrapped it up. Now the Gra kind of, this, again, because I have a little more time, maybe I'll go through the rest of the Gra, but more or less we finished. But I want to go through the end of the Gemara. He brought them back with it, but that's no Gra on that. It's just the interesting Gemara. And then we'll see. Maybe we'll go to the Agadas of Rabba Bar Barchana in Babasra. We'll see. There's Gra on that also in the same sefer here. So that's much harder, but
it's much harder, but
we'll see. Okay. Shkoyach.
Okay. Shkoyach.
Thank you. Good night, Robin. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.